conversations like, and how do you think you kind of handled the role of stepping in?
Yeah, he did a great job of stepping in, you know, in a big-time game. And basically, you know, you have a young guy that's going to get thrown into the fire like that. You know, you want to help him out as much as you can. You know, if you're in that situation, you'd want an older veteran guy to kind of tell you his insight and just little things that he sees on film. And so, you know, we just try to do that just to help him out wherever we could.
Have you seen him kind of come in and prove himself? I know he hurt himself last year, and it might have hurt his draft stock a little bit, but it seems like he's done a good job earning a spot here.
Yeah, you know, he's done a good job, you know, following along with the defense and, you know, the weekly schemes that we got. And even when he was on just the practice squad of, you know, staying in tune to things, even though he wasn't going to be playing that week. And so that way when he was called up, he was ready to go.
How are you feeling right now?
I feel great. How do you feel?
Not too bad. A little right. Cough, but, you know, I can get through it. I can fight through it.
Right.
I'll be ready Sunday.
Did
you
cover him?
I'm not coughing now, so I'm not.
Yeah, if I get sick, that's on you.
No, I'm staying. I'm keeping my distance.
All right.
I'm doing it this way. So I'll be ready Sunday. Do you think you'll be ready Sunday?
I'll be ready Sunday.
Awesome. When you look at how this team's been able to find pieces to fill in when you have the injuries, how has this team been able to do that? Where does that come? Because, you know, everybody always says next man up, next man up. But we see it, that it's actually true. It's not just talk.
Yeah, I think it's just a testament to the guys in this room and, you know, the coaches that we have of preparing everybody and letting them know that it doesn't really matter, you know, where you were drafted, how you got here. What matters is that you're here and that if we need you, you got to step in and play.
You look at the Bears' second time around, does offense or defense have any advantage when you play somebody the second time?
I think just, you know, playing a team twice a year, you just kind of know them a lot more. So, and that's going to go for them as well. They're going to know us a lot better. And the division games are always a battle. So, you know, it'll be a good game this weekend.
A lot of guys were talking yesterday about the fact that it's there for you right now. I mean, three games to go, you can see what you've been chasing, a mm-hmm. playoff spot. How do you keep that enthusiasm in check and just focus on what you have to do Sunday?
I think our enthusiasm is just one week at a time. You know, in the football world, you kind of live one week at a time. You know, this whole week, it's all about Chicago. We don't really care about what happened last week. We don't really care about what's going to happen next week or who we're playing. You know, we live for this week, and when this week's over, we'll just wipe it clean and go to the next week. So right now, it's really all about just winning this weekend.
Hey, Sharp, you already addressed this, but just Anthony Harris, the job, you know, as an undrafted rookie coming in, first NFL game, how'd you feel he did the other day?
Yeah, he did good. Yeah, and they did ask that.
Sorry. Give a better answer.
I'm just messing, Thomas. Okay. Don't get sensitive.
All right,
man.
All right, sensitive. It's an arrow. Right. Okay.
It says the season, right? No, he did a great job, you know, stepping in as a young guy in a big-time game. So, you know, hats off to him for taking advantage of the opportunity.
And Coach Zimmer said at the press conference that Chad Greenway, he was talking to Chad Greenway's agent, and Chad said he's really enjoying this season. I mean, you've been around Chad for several years. He had the injuries last year. Have you just noticed he just really enjoying this year as an extra bounce in his step or anything like that?
I think Chad enjoys every day that he's here. You know, he's a high-energy guy. You know, he's fun to be around. He's a leader. You know, he's just one of those dudes that you'd love to have on your team.
All right.